They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
You gonna start the show?
Why the hell would I start the show?
John's out and you said you would love to start the show.
I think you missed. He's not heard him. He said he would like to start the show on fire.
Well, that tracks. Anyway, welcome in Hysteria Nation to the podcast that doesn't always cover haunted dolls. But when we do, we immediately suspect conspiracy about is involved. Hysteria 51.
I plead the fifth.
That also tracks. Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, I'm your host and lead doll slash bot wrangler this week. My name is Brent Han. I am not joined by John this week. He is out searching for the elusive Joe Peck.
You'll never find him.
Shut up. So if you're new to the show, the riffraff you're hearing are Conspiracy Bot and Kyle. One I made to help the show, which he doesn't. The other was made by the first mistake. You are free to pick which is which.
Your dumb ass would be lost without us, so watch your mouth.
Well, Steve and Kyle, luckily I'm not just stuck here with only you two, because this week I'm joined by two guys named Bobby.
So this won't get confusing at all.
Probably not. We are welcoming in the Inhuman Experience. Bobby. I feel like I'm doctor. Welcome into Hysteria 51.
What's happening, man?
Took us a while to get here.
Yeah, the ethereal plane was clogged, was it?
Yeah.
It's totally my fault, man. He keeps letting me do the driving.
You know? I hate driving.
Tell everyone about your show. Tell everyone about the Inhuman Experience and what you guys got going on.
Sure thing, man. So we are the Inhumans. I'll give you just a really quick history of us. Nothing real too long, but we are Bobby, both of us. That is our real names, so that can get to be confusing sometimes. We do think we are the same person. But we came together as friends in the chat room of another podcast, some friends of ours, and they played a song of mine because Blades and I are both artists of the hip hop variety and other things. So Bobby Blades reached out to me and we became friends instantly. And I don't know, we nice. collaborated on some music and we talked for a while, and he said, "Hey man, why aren't we doing a show?" And I said, "I don't know. Tell me what to do and I'll do it."
Now, can we share what the other show was, or is it a secret? We can't talk about
it. No, it's not a secret at all, man. It's a really good friend of mine, and I was actually going to mention him later, but I have some friends. They do a show. It's a very, very raunchy, very juvenile show. It's called Get in the Corner. My friends, Yuck Nasty and Dogger Baby, do this show. And
it's Nasty.
Yes, sir. I believe that's on his birth certificate. I don't know. But it's a very raunchy show. But I mean, it's fun. But the thing that brought Bobby Blades and me together is we're both into really weird stuff. And that became apparent with some of the lyrics that we were writing. Like we both wrote a lot of stuff about aliens, and particularly the Anunnaki, the Nephilim. So we said, "Hey, man, let's do something with that." So, yeah, so that was where our focus went.
That's awesome. And, that's all. You know, we do some meetups and stuff. And the last meetup we did pre-Plagueland days, we had Majungus, which is another band that plays, you know, alien and the occult theme music, and they played our meetup. It was awesome. I love that stuff. I that's so fun to like have a band that like narrows down and stuff like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it is my pleasure to have you guys on here, and it is Haunted Doll Week on H51. It's not more Annabelle and Warren nonsense that we talk about on here all the time. We're tapping into an even older demonic toy that was the inspiration for none other than my childhood hero, Chucky himself.
Chucky.
And it's a fun one. We got rich people, haunted dolls, voodoo, and Florida all on tap. So we're firing on all cylinders this week.
Hitting it from every angle.
Yeah, and I'm saying this real quick because you guys picked this. Why Robert the Doll?
Well, when Bobby Blades reached out to me and said, "Hey man, for some really, really stupid reason, John and Brent are letting us on their show, and they
well, John heard that you were finally actually going to be on here. That's why he's not here. He's like, "Fuck that!"
No, I know, man. I figured that was going to happen. Man. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Go for it. But yeah, man. As soon as Blade said, "Yeah, what are we going to talk about?" I didn't even have to think about it. I'm like, "Come on, man. You're Bobby. I'm Bobby. We're talking about Robert the Doll."
Yeah.
No two ways about that.
Now, Blades, were you a Chucky fan as a kid?
Oh yeah.
I love that they kept bringing back even the Andy kid, even though he really didn't act in much else. It's like Andy through the years and shit like that.
Yeah. And my favorite one was when he went to military school and Chucky and all kinds of chaos.
There. Red team, come in red team. I remember when he was switched out the bullets with real bullets.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. He replaced the fake bullets with the real ones.
I love how the only difference when they were playing paintball was that they used rounds with they look just like real rounds, but they had paint on the end, because that's what it's really like. Everyone that's played paintball knows exactly how that works.
That's what they do at West Point, man. They they have the real rounds and the fake rounds separated only by colors.
Yeah, that's just like, you looked twice, right? I sure did, sir. Awesome. Let's get out there. Well, like I said, it's in Florida. This is all still housed in Key West. Have you guys been there to see it before we get into the whole story? Have you guys seen it, or are you just fans of it?
Just fans. Never been to Florida.
No, you've never been to fucking Florida?
Never.
You don't like flying pterodactyl-sized insects and just wet, hot heat?
Oh, fuck that. No.
What about crystal meth? I was in Miami once, and I saw a lot of wet, hot women. But, we do actually have a really good friend of ours down there in Florida, and he can tell you that all the stories are true. Our friend Jay from... Conspiracy Cafe.
That's awesome. Podcast.
Yeah.
Twisted Tim's down true. There too. That's a show that we've been on, and they've been on. Big fan of it. They're down there in Florida. So, but they're better men and women than I guess, because I look at Florida and I'm just like, oh my God, it's just, I enjoy going. We go down to like Key West every once, not Key West. We go to Fort Lauderdale, where this is in Key West, every once in a while in the area. But my wife's been to Key West. I've never been. So, no Robert the Doll for me yet. But, guys, let's head to break real quick. And when we come back, I'm going to hit you all with the story of Robert the Doll. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so... It's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, learn how to speak.
And our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life. Wow. Redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Chucky, or I mean Robert time.
You put some respect on that name, sir.
Enter the Germans, because this show can't be complete without talking about fucking early 1900th century Germans. I swear to God, the Nazis have their toes and everything. This is not Nazis. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that these were, their name was Otto, O-T-T-O. They were German. But they were a wealthy American family back in the 1800s, and they moved, as one is to do, to sunny Key West, Florida, to raise their kid, Robert Eugene Otto. Now, we're already firing off. We're already here. The kid's name was Robert Eugene. 534 East Eaton Street in Key West, to be exact. You can still go see the place. It's still there. A lot of people go and see it. And this is where Robert, or Gene, as we'll get to know him, received a doll as a toy, as you do. It's early 1900s. There's not really a bunch of shit. You pretty much get dolls or sticks.
Stuff you get. Or a doll made of sticks.
Well, that's exactly, yeah, and human hair and shit like that. Now, I wanted, in pulling this story out, there's kind of two stories. There's a bunch of stories, but there's kind of two about how Robert the doll ended up in Robert Eugene the boy's hands. And like I said, there's a lot more, but one is that the doll was reportedly manufactured by the Steiff Company of Germany. That's pretty much, everyone says it came from there at one point in time. And it was purchased by Otto's grandmother while on a trip in Germany in 1904. She gave it to Otto as a birthday gift. The other is probably made up, but it just sounds much more sinister, so we got to tell that.
Oh, definitely.
And they said that the Ottos were shitheads, and they were really hard on their hired help. And one servant, this female, she was from the Bahama area, and she was in charge of taking care of Robert Eugene, and she is who unleashed this hell on this family. They say that Mrs. Otto saw the servant in the backyard practicing what she assumed was voodoo, hoodoo, or black magic, probably just walking. And she's like, fuck no. So she fired her ass. But before she left, she gave Robert Eugene a toy doll as a present. And I got to ask you guys, what mom or dad sees black magic and goes, yeah, go ahead and give that gift to my kid before you leave? Does that just not ring some fucking bells?
Take your voodoo, leave the doll.
Yeah, like, you want a parting gift? Sure.
That's old horror film stuff. You know, it's like you see it coming, but yet the main characters do nothing about it. You're like, you fucking idiot.
Did you hear something? I'll be right back. Then that shit just goes to town. So this doll's 40 inches tall, and it's stuffed with wood wool known as Excelsior. I've never heard of that. And there's, if you look at the pictures of it, you can kind of see there's holes in him. You can see what's inside him. He's dressed in a sailor suit, and his face was once painted with features kind of like a jester, but they've worn off over the years, and he just looks fucking terrifying. It looks like a potato from hell who wished to be a real boy, and and some lower demon was like, "You got it, kid." So, but you know, it's 1904. You got this. This kid's 4 years old. He gets a new doll. So Robert Eugene loved it, and he named it Robert after himself, and would it dress him in his own clothes. That's where they said the sailor outfit at one time was. Was Robert Eugene's.
I like to think that Robert the doll actually liked the name and took it for himself.
My name is Robert.
Okay, whatever, buddy. You want my sailor outfit? Yeah, like, what the fuck? So we got these two versions out of the way of at least how he got it and the size of it and stuff is there. Now they kind of merge and Dolly shenanigans take over. So they say the boy took the doll everywhere with him. Kids do that. Shopping, playtime, bedtime, dinner, everything. He'd even like pretend to feed it and shit. And he made everyone save a seat for him at the table, like it had its own chair. That's pretty normal. I don't have kids, but do you guys have kids?
I do.
Is that pretty normal? Like they get a blankie or a toy or something like that, and all of a sudden it's their favorite and they carry it around?
Yes. Yes. Any and all objects, they anthropomorphized. My kids are pretty much all adults now. Actually, my youngest is about to turn 19 tomorrow, and they're embarrassed when I tell them stories about the goofy stuff that they did and sometimes still do.
It's
normal.
It's funny. All of our friends either have like 22-year-olds that just got out of college or like newborns. I'm like, how? And they're all the same age. Like, how do those two just differ in life? Like, everyone's like, I'm going to have them now. And I tell you, I don't have kids, but I would want the 22-year-olds now. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go. But I'm.
You know. I think they'd be living in your house still, though.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. That's when you go, time to get out. I don't know. That's when you buy a Mahana doll and just let it work itself out.
Go nuts. Get a Divic box.
So. That nothing crazy other than, you know, he's carrying it around, normal kid shit. Then stuff starts to seem off a little bit. First off, Robert Eugene, I only keep calling him Robert Eugene. They didn't call him Robert Eugene. They call the boy Robert. He decides that he wants to be called Gene from now on because he says Robert is the doll's name. So he used Gene for the rest of his life. So we'll call him Gene from here on. So it's a lot easier to understand. Not too crazy. Kids do that stuff. But he would talk to the doll in his room at night when he was playing, and family and servants are the story goes they heard a lower voice answer, like the doll was answering him, and they just thought Gene was using a different voice for Robert when playing with him. And actually, we have a clip of that. C-Bot, you want to hit us with that? See, normal childish shit. That's the kind of stuff you hear from your child's room. It's like, oh, the joy of a child's heart.
That tracks, man. Three kids, that's what happens.
That, right? This goes on until they start hearing screams and yelling one day from Gene, and they go, that's not normal. We should check on him. Mom goes to check and Gene is sitting shaking in the corner. They said, well, Robert is sitting in a chair or on the bed, one or the other, looking at the boy. Fun, normal childhood shenanigans. The neighbor said when the family would be gone, Robert would be in the window. They could see him like he was looking at them, even though Gene left him in that chair of the bed. He's always left on the chair of the bed, usually. Then Gene starts screaming at night, and he tells his parents that Robert can move on his own, and he's breaking his toys. And they are immediately like, well, this is probably a combo of nightmares, and this boy's lashing out, and he's breaking his toys, and he's blaming it on the doll. I think that's your normal go-to, not like Satan has possessed the toys.
Yeah.
They're hearing all of this actually going on.
So they say, but they think that it's him, you know, doing it at this moment in time. Then, though, they kind of turned the corner when they said they would also hear what they described as terrible laughter coming from his room at night, which is something all parents love to hear, especially when your child's screaming and just, you know, giggles and shit. I like to think Robert is terrifying, but I almost think even more terrifying is the do you remember the clown doll from Poltergeist?
How did, of course, we're apparently on the same wavelength, because I was going to bring that up and say, when you said that Robert the Doll was painted up like a jester, immediately the image that came to my mind was that jester doll from Poltergeist that wrapped its arms around the kid's neck.
That was terrifying. Yeah,
blasting nightmares.
Yeah. Scars forever.
So this all, they think he's lashing out. They think he's a bad kid. This all culminates in one night. Gene's asleep and they hear crashing sounds. They run in the room and his room is like ransacked. Furniture's turned over. Everything's tossed. Shit's busted. Robert is sitting on the floor next to the bed. And every time this happened, the family would want to know what the hell was wrong with him. And he swore it was Robert, not him.
Robert did it was a common phrase. is what they say.
I don't know what you're talking about. Robert did this. did you cut your own hair? Robert did it, I swear. did you piss in your sister's soup? Robert did it. Gene, we watched you. I was possessed.
Son, would you please stop stabbing me? Robert is doing it.
It's like the little boy in Pet Cemetery. No fair, daddy, no fair. When he's stabbing and cutting and shit. Anyway, this went on and the story spread through the servants until they started to leave, scared of the doll and the child. They're all packing up and leaving.
Only smart people so far in the story.
No shit. No fucking shit. Just like you said, you know, these are rich white people in this fucking story. I don't know what you're talking about, Otto. You know, I'm just going to deal with this. We're going to let the servants work it out. Anyway, this is when Gene's parents decided, you know, to get the house blessed and to lock the doll away in the Vatican. Just kidding. They just threw it in the fucking attic, because that's what you do when everything's going awry and this thing is definitely evil. You just throw it in a corner to never be seen for minutes.
Let's chuck him in the scariest part of the house.
Yeah. Is that a cobwebbed corner? Let's put him over there. It really enhances power. This kind of ends Robert's reign of terror for a little while, but he's not done. When we come back, we're going to go back to break. When we come back, what did he do next? What happened to him? And how can you get cursed by him to this day? That's coming up next on Hysteria 51.
Would you rather have a cursed doll or a cursed robot?
Cursed robot.
Go to hell, robot. First of all, I want you idiots to know I take offense to you calling me cursed. I have worked hard for every single evil deed that I have done without the help of any demonic shitheads.
That actually probably tracks a little bit.
That's fair.
Anyway. old Robert the doll, he's locked in the attic on a timeout. And this is a long timeout, kids. Gene grows the fuck up. Normal. He kind of just straightens out after this. His parents pass, and old Gene inherits the Key West mansion, as one is to do. And he decides that he's going to come on in with his family. Let's go see what we got. Him and his wife, he marries this Annette Parker. He met and married her in Paris on May 3rd of 1930. They're making a home. And Gene is a painter. He's an artist.
Yes, sir. Has a little bit of fame as an artist.
Yeah. And he sees this house in beautiful Key West, and he decides it's going to be my muse. It's going to be where I'm going to paint from and shit. And he's going to use it.
Still using the name Gene.
Still, he used Gene from Robert taking Robert for the rest of his life. So he gets to painting and he gets to looking through the house, and they say that he found Robert and immediately was like, my doll. And he decides to bring him down, because who cares about some light demonic shit as a kid? We got a doll here, man. You gotta have that in the house. Then they say that Gene's wife starts to think the doll is changing its facial expressions at her, like making faces and getting angry at her, which, you know, normal doll bullshit. Neighbors swear they see it moving around in the windows when they're not there. Kind of like the same old shit that it just started back up. Boom. Gene gets sick of this. He realizes what's going on, and he hides it in the attic again, and they just live their life. For all intents and purposes, like you said, he kind of was a famous painter. He lived a normal life. And the story of Robert, which is not over, didn't really come to fruition until later after Gene had passed. Gene passed in 1974. He lived in the house till then. Gene Otto passed there, and his wife passed 2 years later. Myrtle Reuter, which is a hell of a name, buys the house, and bam, her 10-year-old daughter finds Robert. Fuck yeah, we're just back. I love how this thing is just like, I got some kids here. We're gonna do that. This doll is not an attractive doll by 1970. I mean,
careful. Be careful.
Blades, I know you don't have kids. Would you just let your kid go, here you go, let me play with this dirty, nasty thing that I found in the attic?
No, I'd probably just put it back in the attic, I think.
I don't know that I just put it in the attic. Is that something you just go, yeah, I leave that there? That's such a weird thing. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But if I find shit from previous people, I think maybe I get rid of this. I don't know. It was in the red room that bled all the time. It's fine.
The screaming room, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So the daughter, she's 10 years old. She finds Robert. She took him to play with. She said the Myrtle said she just added them to all her toys. Robert, they say, did not like her. And she started yelling, frightened almost immediately every night. Just started screaming, saying, wait for it, Robert was trying to kill her. Yeah, so guess what? He's locked away in the attic again. That seems to be his fucking, his one bane is you put him in the attic and at least he stays up there.
I've been trying to put makeup on him all the time.
Yes, I'm not a fucking jester. Like, I don't want to play Tea Party. I want to play Stab. One story, I was looking through some stories of like when Myrtle, because when Myrtle bought the house, she started using it as a rental and things like that after a while. And one story I found was of two men who rented the house from Myrtle Reuter during the mid-70s and said that they heard noise coming from the attic that sounded like children laughing and someone rummaging around. And they'd said that if they'd get quiet and listen, they'd hear like banging and shit like that. When they went upstairs to investigate, they noticed that Robert would change his position from, they'd hear something, they go up and they look at, you know, see the doll, go back down, they hear something, they go back up, and Robert had moved. So, yeah, that's, you know, terrifying as fuck.
It's like Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, right. But we're teaching the kid, this watches you while you sleep and judges you on everything. Oh, Jesus? No, it's Elf on the Shelf. Okay. Like, you know, sanity. Then the activity became more frequent, and they did the sensible thing and invited a friend to see Robert, a dude named Malcolm Ross, because, you know, like, you know, if you ever have something that tastes fucking disgusting, you're like, dude, this is so gross. You got to try it. Like, dude, this house is haunted. You got to come over and check it out. So Ross said he experienced a strange feeling when he was around Robert. He described, I don't exactly know what this means, but he said he described it as a metal bar running down his back, whatever that means. That's just his words. He also described Robert as changing his facial expressions as he would, you know, he just looked like he was angry, mad, whatever. So he decides Robert is looking like a child being punished, and that as he talked to his friends about the room, Robert seemed to be following the conversation, like he would follow along. This is a fucked up story, and it doesn't end there, but realistically, let's say that this is true. Let's suspend all disbelief. We're going to talk about this. How the hell does a doll become possessed? Like, some of the options they gave was voodoo or hoodoo possession. One of them that I thought was interesting, they say Otto triggered the doll's supernatural powers by blaming his child mishaps on it. Like, he was such a shithead that the devil's like, yep, you're going to get it now. Like, you keep blaming it. Here's a devil. Well, I mean, what do you guys think? You know, Bobby, where's your head at in this?
Well, first, before we go into that, nobody thought in almost 100 years that the attic is not the best place for this doll.
Yeah, I would have went with the fire, but you know, the attic, you know, next best, right?
But I don't know, man. It's no matter how you look at it, the whole thing is creepy, man. Whether it was the kid, Lil Gene, who was just evil and just transferring all of that evil onto into Robert.
Never trust a boy named Little Gene either. That's just one of my life goals.
Little Gene. Yeah. And I mean, it's all pretty terrifying, whether it's real or not. Because, well, I can tell you, the kids are creepy as hell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for all of
I read all those crazy stories that they're like, you're gonna die one day. Yes, no, a Tuesday. Kids will say weird shit like that to their right. parents, like, oh god,
right?
Oh,
like, no, you're going to hell, and there's nothing you can do about it. Let me say creepy stuff like that.
In my last life, I owed a lot of money and they murdered me. What? You're two. What? That's literally two stories of like shit I've read that kids say to people now, whether it's true or not, who knows? But you know, I don't know. Blades, where you at? Like, how realistically, if this is true and you're in Vegas putting odds on it, how do you think this thing happened?
Man, I think it was a Nazi experiment. You know, because it's the doll came from Germany, so they were messing around with the occult, and they probably summoned the demon from hell and, you know, put it in the doll and was like, let's see if this will destroy the Americans.
Man, no shit, man. Like, fuck German dolls, right?
Most haunted toys in this world come from 1800s Germany.
Why the hell is that?
Because I ran a toy shop in Germany in the 1800s. All my shit was haunted, or at the very least cursed.
Why are you like this?
What a frugal businessman.
How was he there?
He's a turtle. He's a turtle. He swears he's a turtle.
Hey, it cost a lot of money to get every single ware possessed, cursed, haunted, or flammable. But only the best for my customers.
You know, at least he's got business savvy.
I got that box of broken glass, by the way. I didn't even order it, but I got it.
That's the super dude. That's how you know he cares.
It was labeled edible, though.
Well, I mean, everything's edible if you're not a pussy. This is like every zoo's a petting zoo if you're not a pussy. Here's what I love about this. Not unlike Annabelle or any of these other things, you can come see Robert. You can still see him.
Oh, yeah. Story's not over.
Yeah. Like we said, after their deaths, Otto in 74, Annette 2 years later, the Eaton Street home was sold to Marital Reuter. She owned Robert in the house for 20 years, and the property sold to the current owners, who still operate it. It's a guest house now. You can go and see it. But in 94, the doll was donated to the East Martello Museum in Key West, Florida. And it's a very popular attraction. It's kind of like a tourist stop when you're there. In fact, they annually rotate it. They will put them in the fucking post office. They'll put them in different places in the town. But most of the time, he's at this museum. And there's some rules.
Lame.
People say that you gotta be aware what's going on when you're around them. Like this. You can take a picture, but you need to ask first. If you don't, there's a chance that at very best, your picture is going to be blurry. At worst, your camera's going to stop working or it's going to drain the battery. Also, you need to respect him. They seriously say that. You need to respect him. If you're rude, he will curse you with bad luck. And this was the fucking crazy part. And you can find pictures. The place is filled with letters from people who say he cursed them, and they've sent asking for his forgiveness to break the curse.
They get letters, I think, what, almost daily?
Yeah, it's just of people that fucked with them and then said that it messed with them. And I read some interviews with workers. They say, like, you're not looking at him and you hear it hit the glass and you look and his expression has changed. One dude talked about how he went in and he had the glass was open, and Robert, they had been doing some construction, and he had like dust on the bottom of his feet, like he'd ran through there. And here's my thing. This is all a great story. The entire part of the Ottos is hand-me-down. You know what I mean? And then from the Myrtle Reuter, and then she gave the doll to the museum, and it's a great story. Do you guys, and each of you, let me know your opinions, do you put any realistic thought that this was a true, or is this just a legend that's taken on a life of its own and you can go see it?
Well, I'm going to say this, man. I live my life erring on the side of caution. So I give Robert all of the respect that he needs, that he deserves.
Fucking pussy.
But I mean, it can be reasoned that yes, the original story is compelling, but it does sound like something that anybody could just come up with and add to like any legend, you know, and the things that are going on now. I mean, you know, good things happen, bad things happen. Maybe somebody feels like they may have disrespected Robert, or some things might be going bad in their life, and they think, oh man, I looked at that picture of Robert, or, you know, or I said this thing, or I didn't believe it, and now these bad things are happening. Yeah. And so what is that? Is that, does that count as confirmation bias, or I mean, it that could be the case, but I don't know, man. I'm just gonna be careful, and I'm gonna respect my homeboy Robert.
Well, you know, it is an interesting thing, and I agree, but I would have a webcam on this motherfucker 24/7. That's just me. Yeah. I don't know. Blades, where are you at on this?
First of all, I want to know if by the 1970s, where all these people are seeing his expressions change, like from the picture I saw, it's like he doesn't even, it doesn't even look like he has a face. So
I told you he's like a fucking potato, man. It's gross looking.
How can the doll emote? You know, you can't see lips. You can barely see a nose. All you can see is eyes. So where are they getting that his expressions are changing on his face?
That's a great question. Yeah, I mean, he does have some features, but to say that he's angry, sad, perplexed, horny, you know, I don't know what they're saying, but, you know.
I guess through the decades where people were saying these things, I mean, there was hot and cold running drugs everywhere, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know,
a lot of acid running around.
Yeah, well, you know, it is. And I swear to you, you can kind of see whatever the hell you want to see if you're looking for it. You know, here's the thing. We talk about this a lot, too. You ever be out and you catch something and you thought you saw a fucking camel and you look over and no, it was like a fucking side of a building. And you go, why the hell did my brain go camel?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It your brain fills in its blanks with weird shit. And I'm not saying that that happened here. And I'm not saying it happens in any of these cases, but that does happen. And I think that's an important thing to remember. One of the worst things you can hold on to is what you saw with your own eyes, because a lot of times it's playing tricks on you.
Mm-hmm. Don't believe what you see. Yeah. And so my whole thing with this is that I think that people heard the stories. It got sensationalized over the years. And so everybody, you know, their brain kind of filled in the blanks as to what they experienced, what they saw. Maybe they heard a noise at the same time that they were watching the doll, and they, oh, the doll gave me an angry look, or it raised its eyebrow at me or something. So, yeah, I don't know. That's my thinking on it.
I want someone to go there and curse it out and then have like a camera crew with them for 2 weeks. Just see what happens.
Does the room go cold and you can see their breath? It smells like sulfur.
My dog would probably try to hump it. I wonder what would happen then. If my dog got a hold of it, I'm not sure. Look, no matter if you believe it's voodoo, hoodoo, black magic, a child's spirit in it, as some people said, energy charging up Robert, or maybe the Robert is simply an antique doll with a crazy ass kid who liked to tell wild stories. Robert the Doll story is still fascinating and it's still going on to this day. And it's giving money to the people of Key West for people to come in there and see it. You can buy smaller little Robert the Doll plushes, and it comes with threats. They come with little papers like, take care of Mini Me, I'll be watching, or else. Like shit like that. I love that they throw their like handwritten notes in there when you get it. I kind of want one now. Ooh. Yeah, there is no Robert. I love stories like this, and for better or worse, I like this one even almost better than Annabelle, just because of it's not the Warrens. I'm not a huge Warrens fan, but at least it's compelling. It's an interesting story, and you can go in and see it and test your fate with it, and see if they you know, anything comes of it.
Yeah, we should all actually take a trip to Florida and just kind of take photographs without asking for permission and see
how. Yeah, you should all do that.
I'll fly. I'll meet you there. You pay, I'll meet you down there, and I'll, you know what? I'll pop for dinner afterwards. We're all going to choke to death on that dinner, but I'll pop for dinner afterwards.
It would be worth it. That's how I plan to die, on food.
Well, that's our thoughts on Robert the Doll. Nation, what are your thoughts? Are we way off? Are you guys, have you been there? Have you seen it? I'd love to see if you have a picture, especially if you took a picture without asking and it is blurry and you're like, I'll be damned. If you guys do have stuff like that, you can let us know by throwing it in Hysteria Nation. That is our Facebook discussion page. You can just go to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation. Also, while you're on there, Facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod. That's our regular Facebook page. Patreon, Patreon.com/Hysteria51. You can find Up All Night's Mad Blurry Hysterias, John rapping, all sorts of nonsense. No haunted dolls as of yet, but I might have to work on that perk. Also, voicemail 773-669-7277. That's 773-669-7277. If you forget any of that, hysteria51.com. But more importantly, where can they find you guys? Where do they go to listen to your ramblings and shit talk instead of the ramblings and shit talk of this show?
Man, listen, pack a lunch. Hold on. We got some stuff here.
Awesome. All right,
so the Inhuman Experience is currently on hiatus. We will return. We have a backlog of stuff.
You still got your whole back catalog. They can listen to all that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a promise. We also have other projects that we're working on. We have side things, but we are always the Inhumans. I have a project that I'm working on with my friend who I mentioned before, Yuck Nasty, and our friend Papa Dave Sincere. We have a podcast called Planet Raconteur, where Papa Dave takes stories of sci-fi, horror, things of that nature that he finds on the internet, and we read them creatively. And
nice.
Oh boy, what else? I'm a part of a podcast called Saturday Morning Cartoons. That's morning with a U. What else? It's beautiful, man. We look back. Well, the guys, I have a segment on there, but the hosts look back at all of the cartoons that we grew up watching, and they go deep. It's good stuff. I guarantee anybody who's listening to this right now would enjoy that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And we have I told you, pack a lunch. Bobby Blades, our friend Jay, and I, we have Inhuman Cafe. Mm-hmm. So check that out. And Bobby Blades has some things that he's working on as well.
Yeah, what you got?
You can find me every 2 weeks with Jim Vicious on the SEL, Suplex City Limits Network. And we're the Old Guy Metalcast. We're talking about heavy metal, all things through the eyes of aging metalheads. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's about it for now.
Man, you guys are on with people. It's Brent and John. You're on with like Yuckity Snotmaster and Billy Ballhang and shit. Like, they all got crazy names.
Vicious.
Yeah. Like, I don't, you know, I'm terrible with the names. I've already forgot them all. It's like, come meet John and Brent.
And an asshole robot.
Well,
and one with cheese muffins.
There you go. Well, guys, thank you so much. And I'm going to drop some links to all that in our show notes. So make sure you check them out. Make sure you give them a like, a follow. Tell them you heard them on here. With that said, I've been Brent.
We've been Bobby.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.